This is program number LW2646. Well, you like stories? Hi, this is Larry West. This is one about two workmen cleaning out a chimney. They worked all morning cleaning out a giant chimney. And when they finished, they looked at each other. One had gone further up into the chimney than the other one had, and his face was all black, covered in grime and soot. Well, the other man had no soot on his face, but you know what he did? He nevertheless went straight to the kitchen sink and washed his face. But the man whose face was dirty did not go and wash his. Know why? Well, you see, the man with the clean face looked at the man with the dirty face and decided that his own face must be dirty. But the man with the dirty face looked at the man with the clean face and just took it for granted that his own face was clean, too. It's amazing what influence will do. You know, everyone casts a shadow. Everyone. One day some kids went on a picnic. They took off up a mountain and spent the day exploring and playing and eating. One of the boys that went, though, took with him his little 5-year-old brother that he was to care for since his mother was at work. Well, about the middle of the afternoon, when the sun was high and it was very hot, they decided to go home. The little 5-year-old, after a while, got so hot, though, and so tired, that he began to cry. Well, his big brother felt sorry for him, and he picked him up and began to carry him. But after a while, he too became tired. It was then that one of the other fellows had a good idea. He said, "I know how you can keep cool," he said to the little guy. "Walk just in front of me and walk in my shadow. You can stay cool out of the sun." Well, the little boy started walking in his shadow, and it was so much fun to keep just the right distance ahead of him that he was soon laughing and playing games with the shadow. Everyone casts a shadow. Everyone. And if you look just a little closer, you'll find someone walking in yours. The Bible is right when it says, "For none of us lives to himself, and no man dies to himself." Someone else has said that no man is an island. We all cast a shadow. We all carry an influence. There is someone watching. And what you are, that other person wants to become, be it good or bad. It was a very cold day one winter that a little boy was standing on a corner selling newspapers. A young lady returning from lunch to her job passed by and saw him. And feeling sorry for that little guy standing there in his shirt sleeves, she stopped and bought several of his papers. Well, when she got back to her office, several began to kid her because she had bought so many papers. She told them about the little boy and that she had bought the papers so that he could hurry and go home. Well, after a little while, some of the fellows at the office went out for coffee. They found the same little boy and bought several papers themselves and came back. At the close of that bitter cold day, as the workers were buttoning up their warm coats, they were unusually happy and cheerful. That little boy was happy, too, because he had been able to go home early. But that's not the end of the story. The next day, the boss brought a box and put it on the young lady's desk. He told her, "You don't need to buy so many papers today. Take this coat and cap to the little boy instead." One tender-hearted young lady had influenced the others to help a child in need. You see, she had cast a long shadow herself. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. I'd like to challenge you to look around today and notice your shadow. There is someone walking in it. He's watching and wanting to be what you are. Is that all right with you? I want to tell you today that speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. And I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's brand new. It's called "For God So Loved You." There's no cost, no obligation. Just write and ask for it. Write for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.